This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We turn now to Secretary Powell's presentation yesterday to an ambivalent Security Council. Did he begin to erase the doubts of European and Arab allies and the people who live in those countries? So far, they have been very skeptical about the probability of war. Joining us now is Rami Khoury. He's executive editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, Lebanon. He joins us on the phone from Beirut. Hello, and it's good to have you back on the program.
Oh, nice to be with you again, and from Beirut now.
Yes, from Beirut now. How was yesterday's presentation by Secretary Powell received there?
It was received, I think, in the same vein that most of the American administration's positions have been received over the last 4 or 5 months, with a combination of deep skepticism about the specificity of the charges, and great concern about the determination, what seems to be determination of the United States to attack Iraq and change the regime, regardless of what is the quality of the allegations or the alleged evidence that is being presented. And we just had really much, much more of the same coming out of all quarters of this region yesterday and today.
Your newspaper published today, barring a proverbial miracle, the United States is going to invade Iraq. The rest of the world had better get used to that idea, because in the aftermath of September the 11th, 2001, America is in no mood to negotiate with its foes or even to discuss matters with its allies.
Well, yes, and I think what we're really looking at are several different issues that are coming together. One is the issue of the conduct of the Iraqi regime, and that's an issue that has to be dealt with on its own merits. The second one is the issue of the relevance of the United Nations, and I think that's an issue that everybody is concerned about. And a third issue, which I think most of the people in the world are concerned about, is the projection of American power unchecked, unopposed, all around the world. So there are really two or three different things that are coming together, and I think while the American presidency can dominate the spin doctoring of the world's media, it cannot define the way that people think around the world. And what you're seeing is a fascinating response to the United States now, not only from the Arab and the Islamic and Asian region, but from the heart of Europe and from many parts of the United States itself. So I think this is really the beginning of the contestation of power on a global scale that we're starting to see.
Given the depth of the skepticism there, is there anything that Secretary Powell could have done yesterday to prove his case in the minds of most people?
Well, he could have presented more credible evidence. I mean, what he presented were some fascinating light and sound shows and what one columnist here called the smorgasbord of old allegations and show and tell hearsay, and he could have done much better than that. I mean, what he presented would have been thrown out of an American court in about 30 seconds. So I think he should have, first of all, presented this material much earlier to the UN Security Council and the inspectors, as the Resolution 1441 demands, and he should have presented it with much more detailed evidence to back it up and to convince the world if there is real proof. I mean, the world, everybody, including the Arabs, are saying that we want to implement all UN resolutions. We want Iraq to be not a threat to anybody. We want it to be disarmed of weapons of mass destruction if it has them. And everybody wants to do that. There's no problem with that. But what the world is also saying is that this is a UN job, not a Colin Powell job or a Donald Rumsfeld job. So I think the U.S. should reconsider the manner in which it is trying to achieve goals that the world basically agrees with it about.
I should say that today Hans Blix, the UNMOVIC head, one of the chief weapons inspectors, did say that the satellite photographs shown by Secretary Powell at the United Nations yesterday had been provided to UNMOVIC previously. He had seen those before, but that the taped intercepts were new. If you have questions, by the way, about how the presentation was being received in either the Arab world or in Europe, give us a phone call, 800-989-8255. And joining us now is Jean, who's on the phone from Shawnee, Kansas.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We know, at least I think, there is no support from the Arab or Muslim countries, but if they are worried about Iraq, wouldn't they be willing to support this proposed war, and wouldn't they be willing to do it with money? Why don't we address this issue?
How is Iraq perceived in Beirut?
Well, I think throughout the region, Iraq is perceived as a major regional player, an important power, and a country that has to be, you have to come to grips with it, you have to come to terms with it, like Iran, like Saudi Arabia, like Syria, like Israel, like Turkey. There's a lot of these rather powerful countries in this region. And historically, what has happened both by the people of the region and by powers like the United States is that you negotiate a relationship. I mean, the United States didn't go and attack the Russians. It made there was a Cold War, and there was a kind of a negotiated stalemate in which nobody attacked the other. Same thing is happening with North Korea, which is a very intelligent policy. So you address legitimate issues through diplomacy, through trade-offs, through negotiations. It's legitimate to make sure that Iraq doesn't attack anybody or threaten anybody, or Israel, or Turkey, or Iran, or any country in this region. And there are proven ways to do that, historically, diplomatically, politically, and that's what most of the people in Europe and this region are saying. We're not saying that Iraq is a great leadership and we want to support everything they do. No, there's great criticism of the Iraqi leadership in this region, but there's greater criticism now of the American leadership because of the manner in which it is trying to implement its goals unilaterally.
So you are saying that the U.S. isn't using the methods that are customarily used and the same methods that they're using with North Korea?
Yes, and the same methods that the United States has used throughout the Cold War, the way you dealt with China, the way you dealt with the Soviet Union, that clearly, and there's a global consensus. This is what's so frustrating for so many of us out here in this region, because we admire so many things in the United States and values, traditions, history, but we really disdain the manner in which the United States government is using its power now, because nobody can check it or nobody can stand in front of it. And there's this sort of neo-imperial attitude that the U.S. is laying down the law and it's saying, here's what we're going to do, we don't care about the U.N., and you're with us, you're against us. And this is what everybody's reacting to. There is a better way to do it, and there are legitimate goals that the United States is talking about, which the world shares.
Gene,
I agree with you, and thank you so much, and I'll get off the line.
Oh, thanks very much, Gene, because we need to introduce another a reporter, and joining us now from Brussels in Belgium is Ian Black, European editor of The Guardian newspaper, and he's based in Brussels. Good to have you back on the program as well.
Hi there.
And how was Colin Powell's presentation received there in the capital of the European Union?
Well, it hasn't done the magic trick. Colin Powell has not persuaded European leaders that the moment has come to go to war on Iraq. Put bluntly, there was a very interesting meeting here today at the headquarters of NATO. And yet again, as for the past 3 weeks, three countries, Germany, France, and Belgium, opposed a very modest American request for military assistance in the event of war with Iraq. It's not frontline activity, it's backup, it's logistics, it's defending Turkey, a member of NATO, in the event of some kind of strike by Iraq. But that, yet again, was not agreed. The meeting was postponed. It was to have taken place on Wednesday, around the time that the Secretary of State was making his speech in New York. And the feeling was that after his appearance, the people, the countries sitting on the fence, still with doubts, would come off it and display some kind of transatlantic solidarity. Again, they failed to do so. So I think that is symptomatic of where we are 24 hours after Secretary Powell's speech to the Security Council. We've had Jacques Chirac, the French president, saying just a few minutes ago that as far as he is concerned, there is not yet enough evidence to justify going to war, and that the inspectors, the UN inspectors in Iraq, need to be given more time. Critical voices from Germany again. So not very much has changed on this side of the pond.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Rami Kori, I did want to bring you back in because today the parliament in Turkey voted to allow the United States to upgrade some military bases there, which is widely seen as the next step towards use of those bases in a possible war with Iraq. At the same time that Ian Black is reporting Europeans unmoved, is that not a suggestion of inevitability on another side?
Well, I think inevitability is different from acquiescence. I think most people around the world assume that the United States is, and maybe with England in tow, is going to launch a war against. There's not going to be a war. It's just going to be a one-way attack because the Iraqis don't have anything that could possibly defend against the power of the Anglo-American armada. But there is great anticipation that there is going to be a war, and most people, of course, don't want to antagonize the United States. That's why I said one of the big issues that we're dealing with is the projection of American power globally, and nobody wants to be at the receiving end of this power. So people are going to find all kinds of ways to kind of just go along with the Americans, not to offend them. You see this happening throughout the Arab world, and when the chips are down, when the U.S. says, look, we need to use your country or your airspace or our bases in your country, most countries are going to find a way to let that happen. But there's going to be great anger about it throughout many populations. But in the end, it's probably going to happen, and people are going to have to adapt to it.
We have a call from Steve, who joins us on the line from Minneapolis.
Hi, yes. I just want to ask your European guest, is there a difference in the way the media treated the talk by Paul yesterday compared with Americans? Because the reason why I ask is because when I was listening to NPR yesterday, we could hear all the different delegates' responses, and I found that very valuable because I thought what the European delegates were saying was really quite reasonable. But then I thought to myself, geez, you know, it's a real shame. Most Americans aren't going to hear these European delegates. They're going to be watching CNN and listening to all these pundits talk about how all the European delegates were basically saying what America wanted them to say. You know, they were supporting America just with some minor reservations. But in fact, if you listen to the European delegates, they were really making a lot of very good, solid criticisms of the U.S. approach. And we Americans really aren't hearing it. Do Europeans hear everything the delegates said in response to Paul? That's my question. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I think certainly the European media generally does, as you would expect, reflect a wider view. The position of their own governments is ambivalent in some cases against. But more importantly than that, I think public opinion across the EU is very, very skeptical, even in countries such as my own, in Britain, which is the strongest supporter of war against Iraq. Public opinion is very, very hostile. It's a great problem for Tony Blair, the Prime Minister, who is so supportive of George Bush. It's the same in Spain. José María Aznar, also a strong supporter of Washington's line on Iraq, but 75% of Spaniards in the most recent polls are against military action. So the media in European countries are certainly trying to give the wider picture, to give a more skeptical view, if you like, against the certainty and the conviction that we hear from the United States. I think people are aware of these differences, certainly.
Even in Paris, Le Figaro and Le Monde, La Parisienne covered the remarks of the French Foreign Minister Villepin quite differently.
I didn't see that particular piece of coverage, but the French media, as you would expect, is giving weight to government spokesmen who present a very skeptical view. The French, as we've seen again today, don't think that the United States has proved the case. Chirac has been very astute, I think, in at the same time as being opposed to the war, keeping positions open, keeping options open when things change. He hasn't gone as far as the Germans. There's some sense that he may row back. But the French are very insistent that nobody, particularly the British perhaps, should take for granted that in some opportunistic way, when the crisis comes to a crunch, France will inevitably be on the same side. There's still a lot to play for, it seems. The media is reflecting that, and the media is reflecting the skepticism, the questioning of these governments about assumptions that are taken much more for granted, I think, in the mainstream American press.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much to you both. Ian Black, European editor of The Guardian, is speaking with us on the phone from Brussels. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
And Rami Khoury, executive editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. Congratulations on your new job and your new home.
Thanks very much.
Rami Khoury was speaking with us on the phone from his offices in Lebanon. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.